The House Judiciary Committee is moving towards a vote on granting immunity to former Justice Department official Monica Goodling. The committee is hoping to obtain her testimony about the firing of 8 federal prosecutors. Goodling is the only person to date to invoke the Fifth Amendment and to refuse to testify in the probe. But she is seen as a central figure in the scandal whose testimony could be pivotal. NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg reports.
Declaring that he hopes the committee will grant Goodling immunity as soon as possible, committee chairman John Conyers has scheduled a meeting tomorrow. Conyers had initially planned to call for a vote on granting Monica Goodling immunity, but at the request of Republicans, he's postponed the vote for a week. The committee will vote tomorrow only on authorizing a subpoena for Goodling. The 33-year-old Goodling held a job title in the Justice Department that did not exist in previous administrations, liaison to the White House, and her name is all over the thousands of pages of emails that the department has released about the controversial firing of 8 federal prosecutors. She's the only Justice Department official to have invoked her Fifth Amendment right not to testify, and congressional sources say the need for her testimony has become increasingly apparent as other officials have testified behind closed doors in recent days. According to these sources, officials in the Deputy Attorney General's office testified that they only put one name on the firing list, that they didn't supply other names, although they didn't object to others on the list. Michael Battle, who supervised all 93 U.S. attorneys, told the committee last week he did not suggest any names for the list. As one congressional source put it, that leads to the question, where did these names come from? Did they come from the White House? And Monica Goodling was the liaison to the White House. President Bush has refused to allow his White House aides to testify under oath with a transcript about their role in the firings, so the committee has been unable to question political guru Karl Rove, former counsel Harriet Myers, or their deputies, all of whose names appear on many of the emails that went to and from the Justice Department and the White House. That leaves Goodling as the only available witness to provide some of the answers about the White House involvement. To grant her immunity, though, would require a 2/3 vote of the House Judiciary Committee. 4 Republicans would have to approve. And unlike the Senate Judiciary Committee, where Republicans have not always followed the White House lead, Republicans on the House committee have solidly supported the administration, at least so far. Some, however, could balk at voting to block what could be key testimony in the firing scandal. Moreover, the Senate could grant immunity later. Senate sources said they first want to hear Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez's testimony later this week, and they want a proffer from Goodling's lawyer as to what her testimony would be before granting her even limited immunity from prosecution. Just what the White House position is remains to be seen. A spokesman said there would be no comment on the matter. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.